What's going on, guys? Welcome to another edition of the Key to Keys podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today to talk real estate, talk money, finances, to get you on the path to home ownership and financial independence. My name is Tony, principal broker of Real Team Realty. I am super excited and thrilled to be with you guys to talk about what, in my almost a decade of experience in this industry, what I've seen to be, number one, one of the most misunderstood concepts, and number two, probably the single most important factor when it comes to making decisions, buying a property, making an offer, pulling the trigger, and ultimately getting this done, guys. So once again, thank you so much for joining me, and today we're going to be talking about monthly payments, monthly mortgage payments. Because at the end of the day, guys, that's what we care about. How much do I have to pay? How much dough do I have to send every single month? And it's important that you understand the different factors that can contribute to your monthly payment being higher, being lower, being able to change in the future. Because as I mentioned, if you don't understand it, it can cause a lot of frustration and stress and misunderstandings. And I'll talk specifically about that. But at the same time, if you don't understand it, it's going to be difficult for you to make good decisions. It's going to be difficult for you to know what's a good deal, what's a bad deal. Should I do this? Should I not do this? Is this too expensive? Is it cheap? So it's super crucial that you understand this. So thank you for joining me, and let's start with the basics. Your monthly payment. What does it include? What are you paying for? Where's your money going? So let's break this down into exactly what you're paying for and where your cash is going. The first chunk, point number one, the most obvious and the biggest chunk of your month-to-month payment is your loan, what you owe the bank, principal and interest. That's always going to be the biggest chunk. The majority of people, however, believe that that's all that you have to pay. That's it. And one of the reasons why they believe this is because the vast majority of websites like Zillow, Trulia, Redfin, Realtor.com, and a host of others, if you jump on there and you start searching for properties, when you find one, it's going to give you an estimated monthly payment. And what I've seen is probably 90% of those estimates only take into consideration your principal and your interest. That's it. That's all they tell you. So a lot of folks who maybe start to do some research, they're trying to get familiar with the market before they get an agent, before they jump in head first, they start doing this research and they learn that according to these sites, if you're going to get a property that's $250,000, you're going to pay $1,100. So they get excited, right? They're like, wow, like that's super cheap, because right now I'm paying $1,300 for rent and these homes are much nicer than my crappy apartment. So they get excited and they say, wow, $1,100 for $250,000, I'm in. I'm going to do this. And they come into the process excited. But what happens? They all of a sudden get shut down. Their dreams get destroyed. They get crushed by the loan officer. And they lose all their momentum, and some even decide to just quit altogether. Because at the end of the day, they realize that principal and interest is not the only thing that you have to pay. It's not all that you're responsible for. There are other things that you have to pay that are going to be most likely part of your monthly payment. So I want to break down what those other things are so that you understand it. So right off the bat, I use something, and I know for a fact that not everybody does it this way. So if you're in the market, you have to check how your loan officer handles these kinds of situations. But I use something that I've called affectionately all-inclusive mortgages. All-inclusive mortgages are mortgages that are going to include everything that you're responsible for in one payment. So you're only going to make one payment, and that payment is going to take care of everything that you're responsible for. And the first thing that you're going to be responsible for is property tax. Property tax is the amount of money that that the government, the state, the county is going to charge you for occupying that little piece of land. Now, property taxes can vary from city to city, state to state, county to county. So it's important that you know how much you're going to be paying in property taxes, because what the lender is going to do when you use one of our all-inclusive mortgages is that they're going to take a little chunk of your monthly payment and they're going to put it into what is called an escrow account. An escrow account is really a fancy way of saying a savings account. So they're going to open up an escrow account for you, and every month they're going to dump in a little piece of your monthly payment into that account. And month after month, that savings account is going to grow, it's going to grow, it's going to grow. And at the end of the year, the lender is going to pay your property taxes for you. So you don't have to worry about that. They're going to do it for you. They're going to set the money aside, and you don't have to worry. They're going to pay your property taxes in full, on time, every time, so that you can take that off of your bucket list. One less thing for you to worry about, and it makes it super convenient. But here's where it starts to get tricky. Because I've had buyers that they find a property that's $300,000 in County A and $300,000 in County B. And the house in County A ends up being more expensive than the house in County B. And the question is, why? Like, that doesn't make any sense. The property is the same price. I'm getting the same interest rate on both properties. Why is one more expensive than the other? And in the majority of cases, the answer is property tax. Because if a property in County A pays $2,000 a year in property tax, and a property in County B pays $1,250 in property tax, well, that's going to make a difference in your monthly payment. It just is. So instead of getting upset, instead of being like, why the hell am I being charged so much? Relax and ask how much each property is paying in tax. And if you have a problem, take it up with your congressperson or whatever. Call your senator. But that's going to be an important factor in your monthly payment. That's property tax. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about the other two factors that are going to affect your mortgage, and those are insurance. More after this. All right, guys, welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking with me. We're talking monthly payment, guys. We've already talked about principal and interest. We've talked about property taxes. So let's jump into the next important factor when it comes to calculating a monthly payment. And I'm talking about hazard insurance, property insurance, which is the insurance against fires, against natural disasters. And it's an insurance that I'm willing to bet that the lender is going to require you to have. So whether you go through the lender, whether you get your own, whatever that is, your hazard insurance is going to be part of your monthly payment. At least that's how we do it when it comes to these all-inclusive mortgages. So it works the exact same way as property tax, in the sense that that money is put into an escrow account, a savings account, and that accumulates over time. And when your yearly premium comes due, the lender is going to pay that for you. So again, this is convenient because imagine having to give 4 monthly payments instead of 1. It's just more stress for the consumer. So this way, you can forget about it. You can rest assured that the lender, by law, has to separate a portion of funds into your escrow account. And you're going to know exactly how much that is because it's going to be a part of your statement. And you can kind of track it. You can follow it if you want to. And at the end of the year, your premiums are going to be paid for. So that's hazard insurance. The next insurance is mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance is most likely going to be a part of your transaction, part of your monthly payment, unless you give at least 20% of a down payment. If you give 20% down, mortgage insurance doesn't exist. But anything below that is going to have mortgage insurance, unless it's some special program like a USDA, like a rural loan or something like that, that doesn't charge you for it. But I would say probably 80%, 90% of people that are not giving at least 20% down are going to have to deal with mortgage insurance. Now, quick aside, quick side note when it comes to mortgage insurance. If you have an FHA loan, you have to have mortgage insurance forever, unless you refinance. But as long as you have an FHA loan, you're going to have mortgage insurance for the entire time. There's no way to get rid of it. If you have a conventional loan, then as soon as you have 20% equity, the mortgage insurance can be taken off. All right, so it's important to make that distinction, because in many cases, and this is a whole different topic about loan programs, but if you have the option to go either way and you're trying to decide which one to go, conventional is probably going to be a little bit more expensive in the short term. FHA is going to be a little bit more affordable, but in the long term, you can eliminate that mortgage insurance, which is very expensive, and that can be a tremendous benefit for you. So that's with mortgage insurance. So once again, if you're giving less than 20%, you're going to have to pay mortgage insurance. So that's also a part of your monthly payment. So you can start to see why these estimates that you're going to get on Zillow or Trulia are completely misleading. They're not accurate. And you can start to see why it may benefit you to use an all-inclusive mortgage, as I call them, because everything is already taken care of. You don't have to worry about all of those other payments. Now, another important point is that when you go in to get your pre-approval, when the bank approves you, they approve you considering everything that has to be paid. So they're going to take everything into consideration. So I would highly advise that you do the same, okay? Because it just makes it easier, guys. It just makes it easier. Now, last point before we wrap up our conversation about monthly payments. If you, my friend, are looking to buy either a condo or a townhome, well, guess what? You have now entered the magical universe of HOA payments, homeowners associations. Welcome. It's a fabulous place, sometimes filled with awesome clubhouses and cool pools and splash pads, sometimes filled with cranky neighbors, crappy associations, bad service, and just theft when it comes to how much some of these HOAs can charge you. So it's an interesting place, and I want to talk about it. HOAs. H-O-frickin-A's. I've seen HOAs that are $20 a month. Actually, I've seen HOAs that are $20 a quarter, and I've seen HOAs that are $400 a month. So why the discrepancy? Why the huge difference? First of all, different HOAs include different amenities, include different things. So for example, just last month, I closed an HOA. It was $350 a month. $350 a month. But it included all utilities, including internet, included internet, cable, gas, electric, and water, sewage, and trash. It had a pretty sweet pool, and it had a clubhouse with a gym. So it was a good deal because it included everything. So the buyer was thrilled because they didn't have to make any utility payments, which is awesome. In a scenario like that, it's worth it. It's pretty cool. But I've also seen HOAs that charge you $100 and they don't give you anything. They shovel the snow a couple times a year when it snows. They mow some grass that you don't own and that you probably never use, and that's about it. So if you're in the business of buying townhomes or condos, you have to be familiar with your HOA. What does it include? What are the rules? We'll get more into HOA rules, CCNRs, and things like that later, because that's a significant chunk of your monthly payment. Because you could have the same scenario, which I talked about a little bit earlier, where you can find two townhomes that are the same size in the same city for the same price. And because they're in different subdivisions, one could be $200 a month more than the other. So I've had questions from people that call me like, man, like this doesn't make sense. Why is townhome A more expensive than townhome B? And the answer is, bro, on one, you're paying $300 a month in HOA, and the other one, you're paying $75 a month in HOA. That makes a difference. It makes a tremendous difference. So this is important, guys, because if you're shopping for townhomes, if the lender tells you, hey, you qualify for $300,000, that may not be accurate because you may qualify for $300,000, but guess what? If you have a $300 HOA, now you can only go for $270,000, $275,000. So these are super important factors, guys, and I hope that you can start to see why it matters so much to understand your numbers, understand what you're paying, understand why you're paying it, what benefits you're getting, so that you can get the most bang for your buck. So I wanted to go into monthly payments because there can be a lot of confusion, a lot of misleading information out there, and we got to be clear. We got to know. We got to be educated consumers to make the best decisions possible, guys. So with that being said, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining in to the Key to Keys podcast. Please share this podcast with anybody who is in the market, who is thinking of buying, who is currently buying, who wants to buy, who is talking about buying. Maybe it's you, maybe it's your family member, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt, whoever. Share this with them so that they can have this info, guys. It's so crucial. And the crappy thing is that a lot of agents don't explain it. They don't. And even a lot of loan officers don't explain it, or they don't explain it fully or correctly. So my job is to give you the info. So with that being said, guys, thanks so much. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.